Okay, we're up to Perek Zayin Hilchos Maaser. I'd like to actually do Perek Zayin and Perek Ches today. They're both fairly short prakim. Okay, in Perek Zayin, the Rambam is going to speak about cases of separating Maaser in advance. Best way to describe it, as you'll soon say. So, lachala, mishahayulo me'alok shagayin tful minatara. Let's say someone has what he called 100 log of wine that are tevel. Can be doraisa the tevel. Vamar shnei lugin shani asa lahapishman harehin truma. So he says two of those 100 that I'm going to in the future separate from them are truma. The asara and 10 of them are ma'aser rishon, and then the tisha ma'aser sheni and 9 of them are ma'aser sheni. Okay. Lo yaslov yishte ad sheniach besoshir truma u'ma'aser. So he can't drink. He should not start drinking wine and then leave over the amount that he said he's going to designate for truma ma'aser at the end. What should he do instead? Pretty simple. He should separate out first and then drink. We don't say, and this is an important thing for the entire parak, we don't say that maybe the wine that he left over at the end is as if he separated out from the beginning, retroactively, since the chiyuv to separate truma meiser is deraisa, right? So basically, saying that I'm going to separate out is not actually the same thing we derise as separating out. So while it's noble that he has a commitment to separating out, at the end of the day, he can't drink from it until the actual hafrasha truma maestros is taking place. So let's say, let's say a person said that that which he's designating for maeser is the top area of a barrel of wine. He cannot drink even from the bottom. And if it's from the bottom, he can't drink from the top. Why Mesham Mashkin Muravin? Because even though he's trying to separate a portion of the drink, yain is naturally, so to speak, mixed. It doesn't lend itself to that kind of separation. But let's say someone set aside from the mouth, the area like where the wine is drawn out of, then he could drink from the bottom. Or if he specified that the mice is located at the bottom, then he can actually drink from the top. So that would be the difference. Based on the liquor meiser shenu podero goso meiser rishon osan aperos or chumas meiser makom acher. So a person is allowed to set aside a specific amount of his produce as meiser sheni, okay, and then redeem it, and then he can actually take that same produce that he redeemed and apply meiser rishon or chumas meiser for another makom. So they're not taking out of circulation. Right. So let's say a person sets aside produce to separate from them, Meiser. He can assume that those fruits that he separated out as Meiser are still present. But Okal Vashosa, and he can drink from the others, Achiasu Kolos on a prayer, Shneach Meiser, those Levi, until all the fruit that he set aside as Meiser, he gives to Levi. Matsan Sha'avdu, now what if it turns out that fruit that the produce he had designated disappears? Harezah Choshesh, the Kol, Shehifresh, Reina Meiser Vadai. He has to be concerned about all the hafrasha he did in this batch of produce, and is not considered for the second time he does meiser, he doesn't treat it like meiser vadai, rather he treats it as meiser besafek, which you've seen those halachas previously. Halacha hey, hamalve moos as a kohen ves a levi ves anu lios mafresh osan hamaos mechalka. All right, so what's the case? So let's say I lent money to a kohen or a levi or someone who's poor, and so therefore that for that person to be able to mafresh from that money from his own. Right, so mafresh Allah alayn the cheska shein kayamin. He can mafresh. He can separate from them on the assumption that they are still alive. And a person doesn't have to worry about maybe that kohen alevi or mafresh on is dead, or maybe this ani is no longer an ani anymore. So what does this mean? So how do you have these hafreshos, these separations on the behalf of these people? Allah above. Kate said mafresh alayn mafresh shum ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni mipei rosav. So what do? You separate truma or ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni from your produce. And what you do is you give it to another person on behalf of the kohen, for that kohen, or halevi, or ha'ani shehulva, or for the ani that borrowed. Let's say the people, the debtors themselves, would normally make these types of separations. And he also normally wouldn't give only to them. And it's Rachel Zachos, like the Acher. He doesn't have to give it to someone else on their behalf. Acher Shemafresh Mechashev Kamar Shabazet. And after he separates out, what does he do? He calculates out the actual worth that he separated, Menachem Minamaveh. And what he does is he what do you call it, deducts it from the amount that he owes. Sh'ad she'yafer kol chobo, until he pays off his debt. And then u'mochar truma l'kohen, l'kol kohen she'yirtzeh, he separates the remainder truma to whatever kohen he wants. V'ochol ma'isros, and he can go ahead and eat the ma'iser himself. Halacha zayin, kishu mechashev ma'ashav ma'peros, so when a person calculates the actual value of the produce that he set aside, she'hifrish, yesho lachshov kishar hazol. Right, so in general, what a person has to do is he can go ahead and let's assume there's a certain range or spectrum of value that these foods, they fluctuate in value. He can go and use the lower valuation. And you don't have to be concerned about interest in such a case. As an aside point, Shemitah does not take care of such a debt. Now, if the lender decides to come along and cancel this arrangement, he can't. But if the person who's purchasing it wants to go back in it, he can. Let's say the owners give up on this. You can't be makrish on the zchus anymore. Because you can't be makrish on that which is lost. Mesa Cohen or Levi, ohani shehelvam. Now let's say the Cohen or the Levi or the poor person who borrowed money in one of these situations died. You can't do the method that he's described in the previous halachas until you get permission from the inheritors. As long as he went ahead and left aside land, even the amount of a needle. Let's say he only left money. The permission from the inheritors doesn't help. Right. Well, let's say the loan was made in Bezin, Amanashi Yafish on Maos Elim Mechakam, on condition that he make the separations of his produce on their behalf from his Chelek. Then you don't have to ask permission from the ocean. He Ashir He Ani. Let's say the Ani became wealthy. Emafish and Love, you no longer Mafish on his behalf. Afi Shehovah of Bezin, even made the loan of Bezin, Zoche Hala B'mashabida. Because basically, he can, even though he made the loan in Bezin, the receiver of the funds can hold on to them. That's how the Rambam passes. Okay, lachas Yisrael Shamar Levin Levi Kur Meiser Yeshachav Yadi. Right. So let's say a non Kohen Yisrael says to the Levi, "I have a big bundle of Meiser for you." Okay. So Rashai Ben Levi, this Levi is allowed lasoso trumas Meiser on Makom Acher Abishlo Masha. He can actually now designate that produce as Trumas Meiser for other produce, right? Meaning he wouldn't have to take for that other produce then, even though he doesn't have to actually have the produce in his hands. The Nasoha Yisrael Levi Acher, let's say the Yisrael gave it to a different Levi, Eino Olav Elo Taromas. He has nothing more, he can only complain, he can moan and groan about it, but he's got no halachic taina, no halachic claim against him. Halacha Tes, Misha Hayulo Peros B'Megura. Let's say someone had produce that was in like a storage area, the Nasan Seyel Levi, and he gives a seah to a Levi, viseil ani, and then a seah to a poor person. Lo yofresh, he should not separate out teisha san mina magura of yoklam. Right, so he doesn't separate out eight seah remaining from the silo eat. Elim ken yodea, unless he knows for sure shtei san shal maestros kiyama. As long as unless he knows that those two seah of maestros are there and present. Avim meaning they weren't eaten. Aval im achlam and a Levi veha ani. Let's say the Levi and ani ate from them already. Ena mafresh alayin elu lefi cheshbon a nishar mishtei asayin. He can't, he cannot set aside, or what do you call it? What does he have to do? He sets aside a specific amount that's remaining from that two seah. He has to calculate out how much is left to give the miser. Now, aniyim shehechlifu matnosanim balabais. Let's say poor people exchange the presents that they receive with the owners. Kagon, what's an example? Shenasu lo seah shaleka deshechol peah umaiser ani. Let's say they gave him, a seah of leket. Right, v'natlu seah minagoran, and in exchange they took a seah from the store silo. Zeh shenatla mehem pater mina meiser. So the person who took from the aniyim is pater from meiser. Al pishenase v'shus balbayis, even if it's done in the domain of the owner. Zeh shenatlu imeno, and those that took from him chayev, their chayev al pishu chalaf matnosein apturin. Even though the presents that they gave to him themselves were pater, that which they received in return is chayev meiser. So the aniyim, in a sense, would be shooting themselves in the foot, but nonetheless they're chayiv in Meiser. One second. Halach Yud Aleph, Misha Hayu L'fanav Shtei Kalkulo Shel Teva. Let's say a person has in front of them two baskets of Teva, Shenatla Trumasan, which you know Truma was taken from them. V'amar, and he says, Meiser zu b'zu arishonim u'saras. He says, let the Meisers from this one apply to that one. Amar Meiser zu b'zu, b'zu b'zu arishonim u'saras. Let's say, what do you call it? He said, the Meisers of these and these, right? B'zu, v'zu, b'zu arishonim, from this and this are in the first. Mu'saras, considered good, shari kava maser seya b'shniya. Because basically he's designating the Meiser in the second one as well. You can include it. Bein ha'shniya, however, the second one, is not Mu'usaris, is not considered Meiser. Shema Frisha Meiser min Rishona, Shekhar Nifra al Shnia. You can't separate from the first one because it's part of the second. Shadani Chavis Meiser Shnia, because that's still obligated in Meiser from both. I know it's a little confusing, so it's a unique case. Allah Yabez, Amar Meiser Shnei Kalkulos Elu Meiser, right? So let's say a guy says, with regard to the Meisers of these two baskets, all right? So Meiser Kol Achas Ben Kabur B'Chaberta. The Meiser of each one is designated in the other. Parasham, Bikvar, Parashim, Ukvar Kaba Meiser Seyan, Bahem. Right? So what do we say? We say that, what has he done here? He's actually set aside the Meisers by name, and therefore he's created a Chi of a Meiser. Umotzi Meiser Shalahen, and he has to take out the Meisers from them. Ben Yachal Hotzelen Meisers Makam Acher, and he can't separate Meisers from them from another Makam. He has to use from this area. So what does this mean? Alachim Gemel, Ketzad Ma'asaron. So how does he do this? What does this mean? Motzi Meiser Shtan, Na'achas Mehem. So he takes the Meiser of both from one of the baskets. O Meiser Kol Achas Mehem Mimena, or one from each one. Ima Yishavos, if they're equal. Mimhaisa Achas Gedola Mechavarta, but if one's bigger than the other, Mafish Menachatana Meiser Gedola, Megola Meiser Gedola. Then he would separate from the small one, the bigger Meiser, and from the bigger one, the smaller Meiser. That ends Perek Zion, and we'll move right on to Perek Ches. Perek Ches is going to deal with other cases of mixtures, one of the big topics in Trumos and Meisers. This will specifically deal with some topics of tevel and chulin. So first, the Rambam is going to lay out some terms. Halacha aleph, haperish or hurim hen truma gedola utrumas meiser hen mikorin chulin. So once I separate out produce, once I separate out truma and trumas meiser from produce, that produce is called chulin. Okay, ordinary. Then hifrish mehen shar maser sayin. Now after he separates the meiser from what's remaining, then hen mikorin chulin mitukanin b'chol makom. Then they're considered ordinary produce, basically, for all situations. So again, chulin is the term used when I remove truma and trumas meiser from produce, because those are things that are hekdesh. If when it comes to meiser, once I remove meiser from the remaining, then it's called chulin mitukanim b'chol makom. Okay, halacha based. As an introduction, now the Rambam says, tevel shenisar b'chulin mitukanim. Let's say tevel is mixed together with chulin, that, again, the meisers have been removed already, so everything's been separated from it. Mimbimino, where it's the same species, so you see oranges and oranges. Shiev shalahalek achartam, that there's no way to taste, so to speak, the presence of the tevel in the mixture. Im yishlo peres acheros, so if he has other fruits, motzi al oso tevel truma maestros to bichashman. Then he can separate, using that from that tevel, trumas and maestros with the exact calculation. Mimelo peres acheros, so motzi al oso tevel, but if he doesn't have other produce to help him out, basically, of this mixed tevel situation, haria kol asar achiakers, and everything's asar until he separates from that group again. Ugushu mafresh, and when he separates out from this mixture, masa min chulin tukanik the trumas meiser shebatava. He basically gives up a percentage of the chulin that was made good, that's equivalent to the trumas meiser that would have been separated from the tevel. So I know this is confusing. So an halacha gimli says ketzad. So what's the case? Mea seya shel tevel. Let's say the 100 seya of tevel shenisar b'mea seya shel chulin that gets mixed up. Let's say 100 seya of chulin mitukanim. Okay. So now again, that means trumas and meiser have been taken from it. Mafish minukol echamea. So I have to separate 101 from the entire group. The kol shehifrish tevel, right? Anytime that you set aside tevel, the yishar etzadi teskulin, and there's 99 chulin remaining, mitukanim, nimsa maset se'achas. Therefore, you're going to lose that on one se'ach. V'chein, so too, imaya oso tevel, tevel v'truma. Let's say this tevel, what do you call it, has not been separated. Let's say truma has not been separated from the tevel. Masim minukolim mitukanim k'dei truma or truma's meiser. Then you would lose that from the okay stuff, so to speak, truma and truma's meiser. The Lama Masid says, why does he lose his one Seah? Right? Kadesh lo Yomar, so a person shouldn't say, Me'ash Hefresh Hain, Me'ash Chulin. The 100 I separated are Chulin, the Me'ash Nisharu Tevel, and the 100 that remain are Tevel. The Chain, so too, Imaya Tevel Pachos Mina Chulin, Omeruba Chulin. Let's say the Tevel is less or more than the Chulin amount, Magbia Tevel, so he sets aside the Tevel, Uchde Chumas Meiser, Shed Tevel Mina Chulin, excuse me, Shebe Tevel, Mina Chulin, Okade Chuma, Chumas Meiser, Imaya Tevel, Tevel Chuma. So if the amount of tevel was more or less than the chulin that's remaining, he should separate an amount that's equivalent to the tevel and an amount for the chulin for trumas meiser, or the amount equivalent to the truma on trumas meiser if it was a situation in tava where you only didn't separate the truma from it. Okay, lachadal. V'chein, so too. In this are meiser tava b'chumen mitukanin. Let's say meiser tava. Let's say tava that what do you call it? That are meiser, that are meiser in them are mixed with chumen mitukanin osur b'kosher. Okay. So again, so if you have tava that meiser wasn't taken from, and you have chumen mitukanin, they're mixed together. Any amount is osur. Imishal meiser acher, if he has other meiser, mosi osal meiser tavol chumas meiser b'cheshbon. Then he can separate out from the meiser tavol, right? This tavol case, chumas meiser, the melo meiser. But if he doesn't have that, magbia meiser shenisarev. So therefore, he has to remove the meiser that was mixed in. Umaser min achulam tukanin. He'll lose out from the meiser from the chulam tukanin. Kedei chumas meiser shem meiser tavol. The amount of chumas meiser he would have had to take from the meiser tavol. So again, the Rambam will explain. Ketzad, how does this work? Allah kahay. Mea me'aser, right? So let's say, excuse me, mea meiser, 100 seya of meiser, shnis arv and mea chulin. Let's say they're 100 seya of meiser mixed with 100 seya of chulin, mitukanin. Mafish, we're call mea, you have to separate 100 from the whole group. The eser, right? 110 from the whole group. The chol shehifrish meiser, right? Anyone who separates meiser, but tisha manishar, rosin chulin kishahayu. Then the 90 left over are considered chulin like from the beginning. So again, he has to separate, take out 110, and then 90 that are left are chulin. Also, if the chulin mar is either bigger or smaller than the tavel part, mafish a meiser, you separate out the meiser. Okay, chumas meiser, meiser tavel and chulin. And so too the chumas meiser man as well, just like from before. Okay, halach above. Okay, tavel. One second. So let's say I have tavel shenis ayer the meiser tavel. So let's say tavel is mixed with meiser that was tavel. So if the amount of tevel was equal to the amount of meiser, masim in the tevel kadei chumas meiser shabo. He loses out from the tevel that's left, the amount of chumas meiser he'd be chayven. So again, ketza. May I say a tevel? Let's say I have 100 say of tevel. That she's sorry, may I say a meiser that gets mixed with 100 say of meiser. I have 200. Mafreshechon a mea, so I separate 101. Vizesh hefresh meiser, right? Vitzai test nisharos tevel. That which I separate out is meiser, and the 99 remaining are tevel. If there is more tevel than meiser, let's say 200 seyav tevel against 100 seyav meiser, mafish a meiser bilvad. He only separates out the meiser. Well, yasim in the tevel, excuse me, klum. He doesn't lose out any of the tevel. Shemikra shem the chumas meiser shevet tevel. Because if you went ahead and said that there's chumas meiser in the actual tevel itself, nimsa ha meiser meduma, that would make the meiser in the suffix state, the chumas meiser shel tevel shel also ima, along with the chumas meiser of the tevel that was with it. Let's say there's more meiser. Let's say 200 say of meiser against 100 say of tevel. Koreshim the trumas meiser shebe tevel. So then, what do you call it? He could designate the trumas meiser that's in the tevel. Umafish a tevel. He could separate a tevel. Kadei trumas meiser shetevlo echaimea. Again, you could separate out 101 from that. Mina meiser from the meiser. The tevel kula meduma. Then the tevel becomes safek. Vim korena the coin. He sells it to a coin. Chutz vidmei shtei trumos shebo. Except for the value of two trumas remaining in it. The nimsa, what do we see from this? Masiv in a meiser echar mea shabo. He loses out 1/100 of the meiser that's in it. Shehu kamo trumas meiser shebetevel. That's the equivalent of the trumas meiser that's in the tevel. So ketzad, again, what's this case like? Mea tevel im masayim meiser. So let's say 100 tevel got mixed up with 200 meiser. Okay. Mafresh mea ushalosh. He separates out 103. Haba hashalosh in trumas meiser shel mea tevel. So three of them are the trumas meiser of 100 tevel. The shir trumas meiser in masayim. And the amount of truma is meiser is 200. Kadesh lo yavo litos, he doesn't make a mistake. Im this arbu vikamoso, right? If they became mixed with the equivalent amount of tevel. Yishara, what's remaining? Kufsa Zion 197, behem meiser kashayo. And they go back to being the original amount of meiser. Okay, and again, I know it's confusing, but basically the upshot is the Rambam is just trying to explain in these cases of Harobis how to return sometimes back to the original status of these items. Okay, last few lachas, lach zayin, mishayilu lo eser shiros shall eser kade yayin. Let's say a person has 10 rows, okay, and in that he's got 10 barrels of wine per row, and the kava kat echa mishura chitzona, meiser amokum acher. And he separated out one barrel from each outer line, right, for what do you call it? Another, for his meiser, ben yadua eze shura chitzona hi, but doesn't know which one, or doesn't remember which one's the outer line. What does he do? He has to take two barrels from the corners, and then he mixes them, and separates meiser from those two. Okay, halacha ches. Let's say he allocated one barrel from the half of an outer row for Meiser of Ein Yodea Yadua Ezu Chatzishura. He doesn't know which one is the half row. He forgot. Nota Arba Chavios, Marba Zavios. He would take four barrels from the four corners. Kavu B'shur Achas Man. Let's say designated from one row. Ben Yadua Ezu Shurah. He doesn't remember which row. Nota Shur Achas V'Achsanon. So he takes a diagonal row. Kavu B'Chatzishura. Let's say designated half a shura. Ben Yadua Ezu Chatzishura. He doesn't know which half shura it was. Notel Shtei Shuros V'Achsanon. He takes from two shuros in diagonal. Because then he's going to be taking a barrel from each half row, then he mixes them together and then separates out the meiser. Finally, lachates. Kava meiser bekat achas mehem. Let's say he separated meiser from one, barrel from them. Right? So he doesn't know which barrel he took from. He should take some wine from each of the 100, from Arab, mix them together, mafresh kadikat achas. So he takes a wine from each of the 100 barrels, mixes it together, and separates enough as the equivalent of one barrel's worth of meiser, meaning what he would have separated for one barrel as meiser. Okay, I know this is confusing. I apologize. That ends Perek Ches, and we'll pick up Perek Ches tomorrow.